Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Bechorot, Daf Mem Tet. Daf Mem Tet. We started, but we ended off yesterday at the bottom, at the Gemara of Mem Chet Amud Bet. So it's quickly the Mishnah. Oh, it's a long Mishnah. We won't recap the whole Mishnah. Basically, the Mishnah brought a whole lot of examples about two women and two husbands, or two women and one husband, and they had Bechorot, etc., etc., etc. So it's like this, Mashna Shnei Kohanim, Halamakam. Mashna Shnei Kohanim, Da Azir Gabe. It's a Mashna Shnei Kohanim. Right, so the Mishnah is over here. What did the Mishnah say? It said, "Shtei nashim shelo bichru, v'yaldu shnei zecharim." No, ten slime to the coin. Like each one gives a coin 5 shekels. Then mate one of them. We said, in the 30, im la coin echad natan. We said, if both fathers gave the money to the same coin, and then one of their sons died in the process, the coin really got one set of slime for nothing, right? So we said there, yachzir. If he gave to two different ones, he can't. So he says, "Mash shna shnei kohanim."
If he died after, if he died.
Now forget about dying after. We're talking about over here at the moment. Mate, echavim toch shloshim. Our whole discussion is that during the 30 days, before the 30 days were up, he died. After 30 days up, he's died. What's up? If by that token, anybody who dies, the father could go to the coin. The son dies at 50, go to the coin. So I want my money back. Right, that wouldn't work. We're talking about in the 30 day, 120. But 120, the chance of the father isn't alive. That's why I said 50. You know, but you alive. But at 50, there's a chance of the father still alive. What?
You said that she gave the money to the coin. Why did she give her?
Why? Because we'll see in today's stuff that sometimes parents they want to give the money to the coin and in advance. Oh. And we're going to see today's stuff. I'm like, look, if it works or doesn't work. But that's today's
stuff.
Look, we the circumstances are very different. We don't live in a world where everything happens so quickly and we travel. And but imagine a person's going on a journey and his son's going to be 30 days old and he's not going to be back for the next 3 months. So he's leaving and the son's 20 days old. He goes and says, listen, he has the money, you know, because I want to make sure I'm forming a mitzvah, pidyon haben. You know, I won't be here. He has the money. And then, God forbid, he comes back and the son died the day after. So he goes to the coin. He says, "You remember that money I gave you?" He said, "What are you talking about?" Right? Yeah, but see, he said, "I gave you that money, right?" So he said, "I want it back." So he has a case now: two fathers, two mothers, and they each had a firstborn, and they gave the money to a coin. And the Mishnah said, if they gave it to the same coin, so they could go to the coin and claim it back. Remember, their kids are mixed up now. We're not sure exactly who's who. That's the story. It's not two normal people in normal circumstances. We know exactly what's going on. We're not sure now exactly. Two fathers, they were together, they got married together, whatever the case was. So the Gemara says, Mashna Shnei Kohanim. In other words, why only with two Kohanim? Why not even, if there was one Kohanim, why only one Kohanim? Why not two Kohanim? They could have, even if they gave the two separate Kohanim, they could go get the money back. The Gemara says, no, the Azle Gabe Hai, Umad Chilei, Azle Gabe Hai, Umad Chilei. Right? Because if it's two Kohanim, so what's the coin going to say? When the guy comes to the coin, this coin, for the reason, no, I'm not the coin. My money is for the kid who's still alive. Go to that coin. He's the one who got the money for the kid who died. So then the father goes to that coin. He says, no, I'm the one for the kid who's alive. Go to that coin. He's the one for the kid who died. So that's why if it's two Kohanim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Coin echad dami leizel gabe hai velitche velizil gabe hai velitche. Right? They said, but if it's one Kohen, the same idea. Right? Because what's going on over here? When the father comes to the Kohen and he says to one Kohen, I want the money back. So the Gemara says that one Kohen said to the father as well, no. Your money, right? You're not the father really of the kid who died. You're not the father of the kid who died. Because we're not sure now. It got mixed up. He says, no, you're not the father of the kid who died. The other father comes and says, no, you're not the father of the kid who died. Look at Rashi here. Right? Kohen echanami. Umishnei avot shakal. He took from two fathers. Ki aze legabe hai av. When this father goes to the coin, lichia coin, the coin will fob him off. Velaima lo shelcha, mate, not your son who died, ela shelcha vercha, velav baal dvarim didiyan. You got no claim against me. Thank you very much. Go home. So the Gemara's question: why does it make a difference? So now we learned already yesterday and the day before that what's the chap of partnership? When we deal with partnership, there was a difference, right? When it's a partner, you can come and write a hasha'ah, and you can say, Mimana Pshach, one of us is the owner, it works in both directions, right? The kohen come to the father and said, listen, one of you has got a bechor, if you owe me the money, if they're in partners, or if us, the Gemara says like this. So why doesn't this work if it's one coin? It says Shmuel says, over the page, says Bevo Bahar Sha'a. Right? Because what happens is these two fathers, look at Rashi, there's now what Katvu Har Sha'a. Ha'echad Lechaveru. Uba Bala Rishon Har Sha'a. V'tovi Ma'alav Sha'ach. They could, why? Because the fathers did an agreement between them. They knew that this one Kohen could follow up and say, you're not the father. So they wrote an agreement and they came to the Kohen and said, mate, whatever you look at it, there were two children here and there was only one. So one of those children, you got to repay the money. Now you're right, it might not be me, he might be the father. I'll be the father. We've got an agreement between us. Whoever it is, we'll sort it out. That's not your problem.
But
right?
But
that's with one Kohen. Only with one Kohen.
Right?
If it's mine, give it to me. If it's my friend's son who died, you give it to me because I've got an agreement from him that he's entitling me to collect the money on behalf of him. Right? So that's what says Shmuel. So Gemara says, Nahar died. But wait a second, how do you do Harsha? Now, how do you do Harsha? Because it said Amr bin Nahar die in the Beit Midrash of Nahar die. They said Lo katvinan adrachta adrachta. And adrachta here means a harsha. Okay, adrachta is like as iskarta, right? The dalit and the zayin, remember, interchange. You got like an iskarta, like a memo. Okay, like something like that, right? So it says, how do they translate it in English? The adrachta there, Michael.
Authorization document.
Okay, thank you. It's a harsha. Okay. Rashi says, yeah, harsha. Okay. Ein lo katvinat adrachta, is agotabach, changes it to urachta. Urkata, right? He says, if there's a lo katvinat adrachta ametaltele. He says, how can you do it? In the harsha, they said, you can't write a harsha on metaltelin, only on karka, only on fixed assets. You can't do such a deal on movables. Look at Rashi Adrachta, says Harsha Ametaltila Amit why? The hoil ve einan bei bain bain. Right, since they aren't really there, then when it's land, so you can see the land, no one can argue the land exists. Ametaltilin, they aren't really there. Michze Keshikra. It looks like there's a La Shema Ain Bayado Michel Ze Klum. The Khatime Sahada Shikra.
I mean, honestly,
a little bit here, but basically on Ametaltilin. Since the, I suppose the money was spent and it's gone, let's say for example, I was like on Aknu, maybe you suspect that if it's a land and there's a title, so you can bring that guy's title and you can say, I've got a Harsha'a from somebody, he has his title deed, it's in his name, the land, whatever the case was, or in our name, the land, and therefore there's claim, there's proof. On Metaltlin, the whole thing is much more suspicious. I'm not 100% sure exactly what, to be honest with you. I don't know if anyone's got a note there. I'd be very happy to hear if you've got a good expression. The bottom line is... tell me quickly.
We understand.
The question is, why is the metalplin look like sheker? We haven't explained that yet. We just said it looks like sheker. Okay, maybe. Agreed. Okay. Bottom line is, they say you can't do metal, right? So he says, the Gemara's answer is no. Hani mili hechid the kafrei. That's only when can't you do hasha. That's when the creditor is denying the debt. He denies that he owes me the money. I can't then come and say, okay, well, if you don't owe it to me, you owe it to him and come with hasha. Then you can't do Harsha. But when the creditor acknowledges the debt, the Kohen is under no argument here. He's admitting that he got money from two fathers, right? He's just saying, I don't have to return it to you because you're not the right person. That's what he says. If there's a problem over here and he's not looking at the kafre, the creditor is saying to the owner, then looks like we're lying. Then looks like he's denying the debt. Now go and get this guy to sign. Then it looks like we basically colluded to try and take the money out of him. But if everybody agrees, the coin says, no problem, I know I owe the money. Just I don't think I owe it to you because you're not the father. Here in a case like this, you can write the harsha. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah that if it's a zachar and an akeva, right, So we said there, Zachar and the Kaiva, Ha'avot Pturin. Right? Right, remember we said in the Mishnah? We had a case over there. Zachar and the Kaiva, Ha'avot Pturin. Right? It was like this. Right, no, Zachar and the Kaiva, because we said, and the Kaiva. No, exactly, because we could argue that the son came out first. Right. Tara Rav Huna, Shnei Zacharim. So Rav Huna now asks a question. In our Mishnah that we had, right, let's just look at the Mishnah a second. Zachar ben Akeva, Zachar ben Akeva Avot Pturim. It's basically the third last line of the Mishnah. Zachar ben Akeva Avot Pturim, Vahaben, right, Vahaben Chayav Yidot Et Atzmo. Right? Now what's the case you're speaking about again? We're talking about Shtei Nashim, Shel Shnei Asht Anashim. Right, that's the Mishnah's case. Two women with two husbands, two separate sets of families. Shinobichu Vayaldu Shnei Zacharim, right? Etc. Or Zachar and Akeva. If the one had a Zachar, one in a Akeva, then the Avot of Turin. Why? Because the Kohen, each one can say to the Kohen, listen, he had the Zachar, not me. Mm-hmm. And therefore, his Chayv, not me, each vice versa. But the son has to do Pichud Abed Nadres, because we said yesterday he is a Bechor. Agreed? Mm-hmm. The son definitely a Bechor. Just the fathers get out of it, right? So now it comes on the Gemara, it's like this. Tana, we got a bright there. Rav Huna, it says like this. Shnei Zacharim v'nekeva, two sons and a daughter, ein kan lekohen klum. Right? The kohen go klum. So the Gemara says, v'tana didan. Why didn't our Tana learn that Mishnah? Right? Why didn't we have that case in our Mishnah where we said the two husbands and the two wives, and they had a Zachar and a Kaiva, Shnei Zacharim and a Kaiva. So Gemara says, Kaiva and Debishnei Anashim, who Debishkachet La. Our Tan is discussing a case of two husbands and two wives. Right? Be'ish Echad, Ushtei Nashim, Lo Mishkachet La. And since if it was a case where if there was only one husband and two wives, that wouldn't be able to happen. Why wouldn't that be able to happen? Because if it's one husband and two wives, and one and a girl, one and a boy, what would be the case? One of them is a bechor, right? The husband can't get out of it. He can't say that he's the father. So it says, therefore, lo matnila, right? So if you look over here, Rashi explains that our Tana only wanted. Look at Rashi. You have to give it to the coin. Therefore, lo tanila. That's what Tana wrote. Why? The whole henech the Tana can ain't can the coin klum. Our Tana chose only to bring examples. When doesn't the Kohen get anything? When it's Shavin Ben Ish Echad Ushtei Nashav Ben Ishtei Nashim Shil Shnei Anashim. Our Tana only used that exactly broad examples of the Kohen doesn't get anything when it's this. It would make no difference if it was one father or two fathers. So because this is completely different, in the case of one father, the Kohen would get something, therefore Tana didn't bring the example. He agrees with the example, but it doesn't fit in the style of our Mishnah. He wanted things only. At this point, I've got to stop for a second and say one thing. I said last night when he had that extra behemoth, right? So we got talking. So he tells me that he's just finished now the whole of Shas Bavli. You know, in their Shita. Remember, he gave that Siddur of Shirim. He says they're putting up on Rav Adim, right? He says they finished the whole of Shas Bavli and they're about to put it online. And they've broken down each sugya into a different basis. He says, and he came across something very recently. He's been busy on this for 30 years, and he just realized something startling. That they've broken down the sugyas now. They take out the shaklin tariyah, just the amorayim, like what the amorayim says, it's like each sugya of amorayim before the shaklin tariyah broke down. He says, not 100%, but almost all the sugyas in the whole of Shas are more or less the same size. Okay. If you actually break them down into each sugya, oh, they're more or less the same size, the same like number of lines. Right? Take out like the argument. Just take out the Amoraim, like the Torah, like the halachas of the Amoraim, like how the actual sugya is based before the questions back and forth. But on the actual mind, like an Amora said so and so and so and so, like he lists things, like he could tani, etc. He says, and he found that the sugya, he says, I'm doing research, it appears that the amount of lines, the length that a sugya could be, was prescribed. It couldn't be longer than a certain amount of lines, because you had to remember it. So therefore, it couldn't actually be too long. Because if the sugya is too long, then people can't remember the sugyas. The sugya had to be limited to a certain amount of time. And he says, then there's a number of styles that plug into the sugyas. We've seen ourselves, like the concept of Vechi Taimah, consistently repeated that. Mm-hmm. You start noticing when we start doing, that the styles are the different, like about five or six different styles, they all plug in. It's quite about, so he's going to send me the last paragraph of Bechorot.
Mishnah online.
He's going to send me the last paragraph of Bechorot, and we'll have a look at it. We'll see how it goes. Okay. So anyhow, new Mishnah. Meita ben betoch shloshim yom. So now we've got a case where the son dies within the 30 days. Right? So now, afa pi shenatan lakohen yachziv. So even though, right? Now Rashi says, yeah, a bechorot vada'in da'al mekayinam. We're talking about here, not only suffix bechor, even a vada'i bechor, right? But in that case, it's a guy's suffix. He's a vada'i bechor. But he dies in 30 days. Even though you gave the money to the Kohen, yachziv. The Kohen must give you back the money. Now look at Rashi. Why? Because now we've seen that this child wasn't a sustainable child. V'lo mechayu pidyon ad la'achar shloshim. Only chayu after 30 days. So therefore, the money comes back. Tanakama says, however, it's Gemara, right? La'achar shloshim yom. If the son dies after 30 days, afal pi shelo natan, even you haven't yet given the money, you got to give the money. The child lived for 30 days. Yitain. Mate b'yom shloshim. So afal shelo natan, yitain. Mate b'yom shloshim. If he dies on the 30th day, Tanakama says, k'yom shelifanav. So look at Rashi. So if you gave the money to the Kohen on the 25th day and the child, God forbid, dies on the 30th day, get the money back. Yes. Right? We want... After 30, right. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Im Natan lo yito. If you've already given the money now, irrespective of when the child dies, in the first, it doesn't matter. You've given it, doesn't come back. Ve'im lo Natan lo yito. If you never gave the money, you don't have to give it. But if you gave it, you don't get it back. What's like this? Ma tai mayu Rabbanan. So now Rabbanan, who say that if it's in the 30 days you get it back, after 30 days you don't get it back, and we saw that 30 days like considered less than 30 days, what's their reason? Right? So Gemara says, Gamrei chodesh chodesh mi midbar. They learn a gzeres shava from chodesh chodesh in midbar. The two psukim over here. The one is in by midbar. It says, Uvduyaya mi ben chodesh tifteh, berkecha, kesef chamesh shkalim meshek la kodesh, eshim grahu. Right, so that is we haven't got there yet. Right, in from the first from Vayom Hashem Moshe, Pekod Kol Bechor Zachar Ibnei Yisrael Ibnei Chodesh Shemala Vesaf Mispar Shemotah. They counted the Bechor. That was when they did the Pidyon with the Levim. In last week's parsha, the Gemara says that Tanakama learns Chodesh Chodesh from Exeris Shava. Right, Ma Hatam. Right, Vemala Afachanami. Vemala. Why do we need more than 30? In other words, 30 days itself is not really shloshim vemala. Because the pasuk there says, right, mi chodesh vemala. Right, mi ben chodesh vemala. So just like there in the midbar, we had it. Now, uvduya mi ben chodesh tivdeh bekecha. This pasuk over here in Bamidbar Yudchet. Give me a second. In Bamidbar Yudchet. Right, this is already in Bamidbar Yudchet. Here in Bamidbar Yudchet, we're speaking about, right? Yerecha mikodesh hakodeshim, right? What pasuk is it? This is already, the pasuk over here in the first pasuk in Bamidbar is talking about for the Midbar itself. The next pasuk we're speaking about is the Dorot, right? So the Tanakam is learning, right, from Midbar to Dorot. Say forever, we learn from the Midbar. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Mi Midbar kentiv hacha ufduyav mi ben chodesh tivdeh. Chodesh Midbar pekol kol b'chol zachai min chodesh v'mala. Rashi is v'mala mashmi l'achar shloshim. So that's chachamim apashut. Say 30 days means more than 30. Mimala is always applied, even if it just says 30 days. So what time Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Akiva's reason? Mesap kelei. Rabbi Akiva, he got a safek. He's in doubt. What's his safek? Mid itzrich lemichtav umale gabei erchin or arachin. I think is the rabbi they pronounce it these days, right? Yeah. Arachin, right? Okay. Right. It says arachin. Velo. So now he says, no. Wait a second. That mala, we need that mala for arachin. Velo garim midbar. We learn from midbar, right? So what's going to be here? Havu lehu shnei ketubah b'ayin ke'echad. So we've got two psukim that teach the same thing. That's the one explanation of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's pshat, we know that. Or Dilma, ki ain melamdin, La alma, alagalufayu melamdin. Let's just stop there for a second. Look at Rashi. Rashi got interesting there, so I open up the psukim here on Erechin. Let's just take a second and look before we get into the Gemara. We've got a pasuk here on Erechin, it's like this. Vayikra Yudchet, I think it is, right? Right, Vayikra Tisha. The pasuk, the practice starts before that. It says, like, Vayikra Yudchet in Acharei Mot. I don't want that. Vayikra, no. For Arachin? For Arachin, not that. For Arachin. Kavzayin, Vayikra Kavzayin. Okay, I've got it wrong. I thought you open up Kavzayin. Okay, yeah, look at this. It says over here, the psukim is like this. The Rebbe Shem Moshe Amar Lehem, Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashot l'asher. The Rebbe Shem makes a neder. Maybe we learned this before. We're going to get on to it. Masechet Erechin is our next Masechet coming up. It's the last introduction. Right, a person makes a neder. He's going to donate to the Ben HaMikdash his value. So the Torah prescribes that. What are the values? Vaya erkecha zachar. Now, if he's a male, mi ben 20 shana v'ad ben 60 shana, from 20 to 60, that's the highest value. For 20 to 60, 50 shekels. If she's a woman, she's worth 30 shekels. Not worth. Okay, the value. From 5 to 20, the male 20, the kevah 10 shekels. So we see that from 5 to 20 is worth less than from 20 to 60. Right? From a month to 5 years old, zachar chamisha shekels. So a month to 5 is 5, from 5 to 60 to 20 is 15, and then from 20 to 60 is 50, right? And then look what happens. V'imi ben shishim shtava ma'ala, from 60 and onwards, right? Im zachar v'yekcha chamisha sar shakel, goes down to 50. Okay? So from I ben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh is chamisha, from 20 to 60, right? Is shrimp. So it goes.
What's the currency?
Shekels. Shekels. So what happens is, but look at the pasuk over here. It says, Im mi ben shishim shana v'mala. So from 60 and above, it goes down, becomes less. Right? From 20 to 60, and then 60 v'mala. Okay? So now look at Rabbi Akiva. So remember, our question is here, this issue of mala. Rashi says, Mesapkele. What's Mesapkele? Rabbi Akiva Mesapkele. I gamre mi hatam. Do we learn from that Chodesh Chodesh v'mala in the Mikdash Lachtana Kamedet in the Midbar? Right? The Midichich v'mala ba'archin. We need that v'mala in Archin. What happened in Archin? Imi ben shishim v'mala. Right? If it's 6, Gamar Masechet Archin, Shana l'gzera shava. Why do we have a gzera shava? Because when we learned before, we actually have a binyanav. Right? Just like it's shishim l'mala, it should be v'eshim l'mala, chamesh v'mala. Right, so in other words, every time that mala there shishim should apply to everything. If we got bibin chamesh ad eshrim, it should be bibin chamesh v'mala, bibin eshrim v'mala, bibin shloshim v'mala. It should be v'mala. We don't. Right, look at Rashi. Says like that. Shem sheshnat shishim kelamata hemenu lahachmir, af shnat chamesh v'shnat eshrim kelamata af agav lahakel. What's going on over here? Why don't we use that binyan av? Because if we use that binyan av, we'd have a problem. What's a problem? We'd say like this. If we said that ben esrim is v'mala, what happens if a person is ben esrim himself, right, on the 20th day, 20 years? At 20, from 5 to 20 is worth 20 shekels, or 15 shekels, 20 shekels, I think it is, right? What was it? And we ben chamei shanim av esrim shana, v'yekcha chazachar esrim shkalim, right? From 5 to 20 is 20 shekels. From 20 and a half, 20 in a day, it already goes up to 50 shekels. So now, from 20 up is a chumrah, right? We machwi, he needs more money. From 60 v'mala is a kula, because from 61, he only has to pay 15 shekels, where yesterday he had to pay 50 shekels, right? Yeah. So if we learned the binyan av, and we said it always applies, we'd say from 60 v'mala is a kula, 20 v'mala would actually be a chumrah.
20 v'mala includes the other
No, it doesn't.
You said
lemala,
you include...
No. 60, shishim v'mala means... 60 is not, but 60... 20 to 60 is 50. And shishim v'mala, meaning above 60, is now 15. And 20... The psukim distinguish here between a month old, 5 years to 20 years, and 20 years to 60 years, and 60 years and above. Right. So of course 60 is above 5. So you could say that 60 is like 5 because it includes 5, but it doesn't work like that, right? So it's 5 to a month. Do you understand what I'm saying? Exactly. One way the mala makes it cheaper. If you said 20 of a mala, so then it would make it 20 of a mala would basically be would be lechumra. Let's hold on for a second. 20 b'mala, would it actually be? Yeah. We'd say 20 b'mala, 25 to 20. And if we said 20 means 20 b'mala, yes, then 20 would mean 20 b'mala. So it would mean that... I'm a bit confused myself here.
Inclusive or exclusive?
Right. So, bottom line is, so that's the problem. So now, we wouldn't be able to use it, but you know, therefore, Shetra Baki, we need this Gzara Shava over here, to tell us, Hashem sheshnat shishim v'gvara heim elu achmi, afshash chamishim v'lemata, v'gav dehakel. V'u adin e'inyan ben chodesh l'yom shloshim k'lemata, af v'gav dehakel. V'lo gamar chodesh chodesh midbar, d'lo yeh ne'erach ad l'achar shloshim. So he says, we can't use that's how, it's a suffix of Rabbi Akiva. Can we say v'mala, because v'mala throws us in different directions, and we need that maybe that mala there for gzara shava, we haven't got the binyan of. So that's the one reason is, it would be shnei tuvim, abayim ke'echa, v'chol shnei tuvim, abayim ke'amelamdin, or deal me'ke'amelamdin l'alma. So God says, no, wait a second, other way around. Maybe ke'amelamdin, when do we say ke'amelamdin, that's l'alma, as a general rule. Aval le'gufayu melamdin. Maybe we do learn it. We do learn that those psukim in spite of the fact that's learned twice. Why? Because look at Rashi here. Or Dilma ki amar ein melamdin. Look at that script that's Rashi at the bottom there. Ki amar ein melamdin. Shnei k'tuvim hanimidi la'alma d'lo mishtayim mibachor u'de'erchin k'mo i'have ketav chodesh b'midi achrina. If I just said chodesh in another place, aval gufay, but in the actual din itself, these psukim are speaking about Bechor. They're speaking about Archin. Maybe in the din of Bechor, you can melamdin, even though it's two psukim of Il Keichat.
Yeah.
Right? Look at Rashi. Kagon Bechorei Dorot, be Bechorei Midbar. Because the one pasuk is talking about Bechorei Midbar in the Midbar itself. The one thing is the din of Dor. So maybe here, because they're both speaking about the same subject, so therefore, the Idiv and Bechor, who, Mishtaya, they're speaking about the same thing, melamdin. So now, Umidasap Ken Lan Kamar, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is Mesupak. Do we learn this Gzera Shava? Do we learn this Melamdin? Do we learn this these dinim or not? So therefore he said, therefore, what's his suffix? Im natan lo yito, im no natan lo yito. You know what? I'm not sure. If you're giving the money, don't take it back, because maybe you should give it. And if you haven't given it yet, don't give it. Maybe you shouldn't give it. So rather keep everything, that Chazaka stands, wherever the money is, that's where the money should be, and you carry on. Okay. So now, but look at this over here. Amr Rav Ashi Hakol Modim. So now it's about a Gufa Melamdin. Mishumachi Mesapkin. Amr Rav Ashi Hakol Modim. Leinyan Avelu. When it comes to Avelu, however, have you got your tzar today?
Grandmother.
Hakol Modim. Leinyan Avelu. That Yom Shloshim Kiyom Shelefanav. What does it mean? Shayom Kelefanav. Look at Rashi. In Avelu, imate Vlad. Rabbi, if this child died, betoch shloshi, right? Ein avelut chala al aviv, de emar nefelhu. So, was if the child died on the 30th day? Rabbi, give him up in the supak if you're going to do pidyon aben or not. But he's definite that if it died on the 30th day, there's no avelut for the child because we say the child was a nefel, and therefore the 30 days would count. V'ama Shmuel, and this is amazing halacha. This and this halacha which applies the whole to this day. Right, I mean to the statement. Everybody, Amar Shmuel halacha kedivrei hamekil be'avel. When it comes to avelut, and there's machloket lechum or lekula, the halacha is with avelut you are makil. Right, halacha lahakel. Right, it's a more moed katan. Please God, we'll get that. All the dream of the moed of thing. Have you got a halacha that anybody just something to say on that avelut story? Mm-hmm.
Child dies within 30 days of his birth, including the 30th day itself. One does not mourn for him, even if his hair and fingernails were completely formed. And it is in accordance with the opinion of Rav Ashi.
But there's nothing there mentioning about avelut as a general rule.
No.
No, that's the can you Mishnah? May ta'av, now we turn down. May ta'av toch shloshim. Right. So now the father dies within 30 days of the child. Child's not 38 days old yet. So what's this? Like the Mishnah says, becheskat shelo nifte ad sheyavi raya shenifte. Right. The chazoka is right that the father did not do pigeon aben yet. It makes sense, right? Because when's the pigeon aben after 30 days? Look at Rashi, yeah. Right? We assume that the person didn't do this pidyon. And this is a proof. You know, like I gave my example, the guy's traveling. And the mother comes and says, no, look, he was leaving, he was going overseas, and he left the money, he gave the coin the money, maybe. Right? If the father died after the child 30 days old, the exact opposite. The chazok is the child has nifte. Ad she yomru lo shelo nifte. Right? So, ad she yomru lo, look at Rashi, yeah? Ad she yomru la ben. Until they come and they tell the son, listen, mate, your father didn't put the ben with you. Right? Look at Rashi, tziva avi b'shat mitato shelo nifte. Right? When the because they say the father in his deathbed said, and the child could be 30 years old now, right? Or 50 years old, or 60 years old. First, I didn't do pidyon aben, right? Uba amira sagya, says Rashi. And the fact that they said it is good enough, below eidut gemura. He says, because this chazoka that the child was nifte is not a chazoka ma'al yaita. Right? The ruberin shay lo avdil mafreya chovo miyad. V'achelo shaykh the mamar ad shavi raya. It says, avi arashi kawai lefse bring a raya. Nachi yacholomar lo aben la kohen ta'alme yahave abba. Right? What does that do? Raya is not a proof. I can bring a proof. The kid's 50 years old. The coin comes, okay, I'm worth my money. There's a debt over here. He says, my father gave away some other coin. What are you going to argue with him? He said, no. Right? But new case. Who lived dot? Ubeno lived dot. They're two now. Father and a son, neither have done pidyon aben. Okay, he never did pidyon, father didn't pidyon aben on him. And he doesn't have any pidyon aben to eat for his son. Maybe never had the money. And now son is coming to put the money. So the question is, who kodem levino? Tanakama says that he's going first to pidyon aben on himself, right? And then he can do pidyon aben on his son. Rabbi Yehuda may know, beno kodmo, first his son. She mitzvato al aviv, u mitzvat beno alav. See that? She mitzvato al aviv, u mitzvat beno alav. Look what's going on over here. Look at Rashi. Shemitzvato al aviv, mitzvat pediato shel av ze hayta al aviv shemait, umitzvat beno alav. So he says, listen, this kid, his father had the mitzvah.
Hello.
On his son, he's got the mitzvah. So why must he do his father's mitzvah first before he does his own mitzvah? Mm-hmm. Okay? That's a machlok. So now, Gemara's like this. Itma. We've got a machlok over here. Hapod et beno betoch
toshim. When his father didn't do it, his mitzvah.
Agreed, but there are two mitzvahs now that are 100%. I agree with you, but that's he became his mitzvah, but it's his mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah his father didn't do. Where here he's got a mitzvah on his son, who it's his mitzvah mamash to do. The mitzvah the Torah tells you that's not the right pasuk I was looking for, but then the pasuk, right? Where's the pasuk that we saw? Where there's a mitzvah of pidyon aben, right? Where do we see that pasuk where the actual Torah is mitzvah to the father, right? There's a mitzvah. No, that's not the pasuk. I would ask a good question. That the mitzvah now he's also his mitzvah. You say
no answer.
Right, it's also his mitzvah. But okay, let's look. It's a machloket. It's a tana machloket tanaim, right? Tanakama says like you, right? Who lived thought to be not lived thought? Who kodem the beno? That's Tanakama, right? So Tanakama agrees with you. It's Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer beno kodmo, and the halacha seems to be like you. By the way, the halacha is that he comes first, not his son. You look at the halacha there. I'm just giving a svara for Rabbi Yehuda. But the halacha is not like that. What's the halacha there? The halacha is that he's first. Mark, the halacha there?
And if he's the one who redeems the
son within
30 days of his birth?
No, man. There's two of them. It's him or the son. It's him or the father. Father or the son. Does it mention it there? See, you don't got a lock there?
If he had to redeem both of
it. It's between him himself, or his son. Who goes first?
If one had both himself to redeem and his son to redeem. Ulifdod and Benolifdod?
Yes.
If the firstborn son was born to a firstborn male and was not redeemed by his father, and the father is therefore obligated to redeem both himself and his son, he should redeem himself first.
See, that's a lock of himself. Like Robert was that. That's a lock. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. He's not going to swear. Okay. So. So now we've got a case. You do the redemption within 30 days, right? Rav ome amar beno padui. Rav says, okay, it's a good pidyon. Ushmuel amar ein beno padui. And Rav says, it's not a good pidyon. Right? And Rav says, it's not a good pidyon. Right? Give me 1 second over here. Ushmuel amar ein beno padui. Amar Rava. So now, within 30 days, Shmuel says he's not padui. Now remember, we've got a machloket here between Rav and Shmuel, right? Is this a machloket in Mamonot or in Isurin? Isurin, right? So we know a machloket Rav and Shmuel halacha in Isurin is like Rav. And in Mamonot, like Shmuel. So we can assume that the halacha will be like Rav. Okay, but what do we know? Never make assumptions. Okay, but never make assumptions. Okay, right. I'm a Rav. The kule alma. So Rav says like this. What's the machloket here between Rav and Shmuel about pidyon in 30 days? The kule alma me'achshav ein beno padui. Everybody agrees that if you go to the kohen and you say to him, I'm giving you the money and he's padui from now, on the 23rd day, that even Rav, right, would agree. Right, Rav says bano padui. Even Rav would say not. Right, right. The kule alma me'achshav ein bano padui. La'achar shloshim yom. If you gave him the money on the 20th day, you said to him, "Listen, he has the money, but this pidyon abem will kick in on the 30th day." Like I gave example, he says he's traveling, but there's a condition: ve'itnuhu lema'ot, and the money on the 30th day is around still. With the coin, stuck the money in a box and kept it till the 30th day. Vadai beno padui. Even Rav Shmuel, no machloket. Keep ligi. Where's the machloket? La'achar shloshim yom. What happens now? After 30 days, v'nit aklu hama'ot. In other words, you gave him the money on the 20th day, and you said to him, he has the money for la'achar shloshim yom. Right? But the money wasn't there. Right? Look at Rashi. What does it mean, nitaklu? She'enan ba'ein. The money, you can't see the money. Now, what does it mean you can't see the money? I don't know, maybe it could fell, because lost, because he used it, he spent it, he burnt it. No. Right, so that's the machloket. So that's when we said there, Rav says padui, and Shmuel says ein padui. Right? We need to go, Rav amar no padui. Why? Midi dahava akidusha isha. Just like we saw with marrying a woman. Right? When you marry a woman, look at Rashi at the bottom. Midi. You give a woman something here, a ring, and you say to her, Amalahit kachidi la'achar shloshim yom, and you say to her, marry me within 30 days. Havim akudeshet, revesach kiddushi. And we don't, in 30 days' time, say that the marriage only takes place if the wedding ring is still there, even if she went and sold the ring, or she pawned it, right? Or she gave it to her boyfriend, right? It's, she's married, right? The wedding still takes place. So he says, sorry, hachanami, loshna. So that's Rav Svara. What should make a difference? Right? Shmuel amar, and Shmuel says, no. Shmuel amar lecha. What would Shmuel say to you? Right? Shmuel would say to you, hatam, why could it work there with the kiddushin? Beyadu lekadsha. He had the schut to mekadesh her there and then on the spot. Me'achshav ha'erat hatam yad shlekadsha me'achshav. If he wanted to, he could marry her then. He decided for some reason he's going on a trip, but he wants to marry her in 30 days' time in case God forbid he dies and he doesn't have his wife to end up being an almana. So therefore he delayed the wedding till 30 days. Avahacha, but now in the 30 days, ain't be able to leave the door me'achshav. He isn't able to do pidyon now in 30 days. Why? Because pidyon's only after 30 days. V'afagav de kaimelan. So now says the Gemara looks at Amalok and Rav Shmuel. And we know that Lokha should be like Rav, and Rav says padui. The Gemara tells us, V'afagav de kaimelan de kol heiched. Look, interesting, it's actually looking in the Gemara, it's not just the Stamakladi. V'afagav de kaimelan de kol heiched de pligi Rav Shmuel. Hilchata Grav Bisure, Uchashmuel Bedine, even though as a rule the klal is, it's a Gemara Nida, that wherever the Machloket Rav Shmuel, in Isurin, Halochet like Rav, and in Mamonot, it's like Shmuel, Bedine Ran Hacha, Hilchata Kavate de Shmuel. He has an exception, and Halochet is like Shmuel, and therefore if the money isn't intact, it's not a done deal. Now maybe you could answer that, it's a little bit to do with Mamonot, right? It's a little bit to do with Mamonot, because the money is the money around, not the money around. So maybe it's got like a Reyach of Shmuel here. Maybe. Although the Gemara doesn't use the word Isure and Mamonot. The Gemara uses Shmuel Bedine. Right? It's like a Bedine Mamonot, but still. Okay. Hachil Kvata de Shmuel. The Gemara asks it like this. Right? So now we've got a Kasha here on Shmuel. Tanan. What are we learning in our Mishnah? Right? Meit betoch 30 yom. Alpha Bishanatan Kohen Yachzilo Chamesh Slayim. Right? Even if the father now dies, right? He dies within the 30 days. The child dies within 30 days. Even though the father had given the money to the Kohen, he's got to give the money back to the Kohen. Taima, why? We're making a diuk in the Mishnah. Why does he give the money back? The mate. Because the child died. Ha lo mate. Beno padui. We see over here that if he gave the money in the 30 days and the child didn't die, no one for one second thinks that the child isn't redeemed. The pigeon was a good pigeon. Right? So now, and we never made any distinction over here between whether the money was there or the money wasn't there. Right? So look at what the Gemara says. Hachel ma'askinan de'itnu lema'ot. Now what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where the money is there. Right, so if the money is there, then so we still, even though we asked the Kasha on Shmuel, we still seem to have solved the problem, right? The Askin the Eitnu Lema'ot, Rashi says over here, and the Agon Abach says, Be'enayhu, right? The money is still there. So that brings another Kasha over here, right? Another Kasha. Now another Kasha on Shmuel. Toshma. We said over here, V'cheskat shelo nifde. Remember we said, that if a father dies within 30 days, the chazoka is that the child is not redeemed, right? Now, the Mesura Shaf changes this brackets over here. Look at the bet over there. Tzarich lomar shiyavi raya. I think Rashi has it as well. Rashi actually says, lo garis. Toshua magnitin, ha'av betoch shoshim mecheskat lo nifte, shiyavi lo, at shiyavi raya garsina. Rashi says, at shiyavi raya. Read from Rashi. It's like the toshma. Becheskat shelo nifte, Ad she yavi raya, she nifte. Right? So what are we going on over here? Look at Rashi. Toshma b'matnitin, meita b'toch shloshim, b'cheskat shlo nifte. We assume that the father didn't do pidyon. Ad she yavi raya, until he brings a raya. V'im meiti raya, so what do we say? If he brought a raya, padui. Right? Now where's the money? Where's the money?
Who
spent the money? We never made a distinction there between Raya. So Rashi says, the Kasher de Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Kasher de Shmuel. Hatamnami de Itnu de Ma'ot Ben Ayu. The money we speak, even that case over there, in all those cases, whenever we speak about cases like that, the only time we'd agree that the pidyon aben took place, if it was in the 30 days that he got the money, so the money's around at the end of the 30 days. So that's actually a pretty good Raya, right? How does the Kohen prove that the pidyon aben was done? He says, yeah, look, he has the money. Okay, how's it the same money? We don't know. Right, but anyway. All right. Tani. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Right? So, a Tana, right? Well, not Tana, no, like some guy learned, taught a Tana, like one of these guys that teach Tanaim, Brighters, taught Tana in front of Rav Yehuda. And what did he say? Hapodeh et beno betoch 30 yom, if you redeem your son within 30 days, beno padui. You know padui. So Amarle, so Rav Yehuda says to him, Amarle, Shmuel Amar, ein beno padui, vat Amarte beno padui. He says, Shmuel says that the guy isn't padui, and you saying that the child is padui, right? So he says to him, look at the Agota Bach over here. Look at the Agota Bach, he changed, he makes a correction. He says, Agota Bach there, on bet, he says, Tanei ein beno padui. Correct that. The bright is not penopadui, ela ein penopadui. Right? Va'af al gav de kaimelan karav b'yisurei u'kashmuel v'dinei hacha hilchata kabate l'shmuel. And you're right. Normally we make that mistake. We would have thought that the halacha is like Rabbi Yisurei, and therefore this is Yisurim. In this case, the halacha is like Shmuel. The Gemara went to Talia to bring three examples to prove that the halacha is like Shmuel. Okay. So now we have the case of who lived dot, but not lived dot, who called him a beno. Okay, so we still have Tanaim over here, right, between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma, whether he goes first or he first does his son. So now look at the Tanna Rabbanan. We've got a bright over here. It's also in Kiddushin. Who lived dot, but not lived dot, right? If it's him or his son first, Tanna Kamma says, who called him a beno? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, beno kodmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, the beno first. Now the Gemara now brings this bright to explain the svara of what's going on over here, right? So he says, why? Shemitzvato al aviv. On the other words, this guy who it was on his father. Umitzvat beno alav. And he has the mitzvah of his son. Right? So now Amar Rav Yirmiya. One second. What? Halacha is like Tanakam, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But Amar Rav Yirmiya. Hako modim. No one is not machloket yet in the Kamar Rabbi Yehuda. Heiched deleike ele chamesh slaim. If the person only has five slaim, that's all he's got, can't do more, who called him the beno? Then he would come first. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he comes first. Right, it gets a bit clever now. Ma taima says the mitzvah didei adif. Because the mitzvah, right, it says who called him the beno? Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree because mitzvah didei adif. You see that? Didei adif. Is there a Rashi on that? No. Ki pligi, where's the machloket? Heike de ika chamesh meshubadot v'chamesh b'nei chori. Question with the guy's got five shekels which is free, unencumbered, and five shekels which are encumbered. Right? It's like he owes that money.
One second.
It has to be before Pidyon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Otherwise, who's it Mishubad to? To the
Kohen.
Right, exactly the Svara, right? Look here. Right, the Chamesh B'nei Chori. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, right, Rabbi Yehuda says, Milve HaKetuvah B'Torah KiKetuvah B'Shtar Damya. Now, remember we had the other day, we had Rav Asi. Didn't we have Rav Asi? Rav Asi, yes. Remember yesterday? I'll go to Memchet Amud Bet, Amud Aleph for a second. Just go to it's interesting to see this. Right, we had the last, second last line there. We had there, Udekule Alme Itlud Rav Asi. Right? And this was a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Not this Rabbi Yehuda. We talk about Rabbi Yehuda now as an Amora. It was Rabbi. It's also Rabbi Yehuda, right? This is a machloket Tanaim here, isn't it? We're discussing here machloket and a Tanakam, right? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. That's why. Yes. Tanakam says who, and Rabbi Yehuda says beno kodmo. Now look what the Gemara says over here. If you go back on Memchet Amud Aleph, we had a machloket in the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and there we said Amar Rav Asi, Achshav Milchiz Rosh Mechudan, the Kule Alma. Milve aktuva b'Torah, lav kichtuva b'shtar damya. Right, otherwise it was like a milve al peh. And then we said, the kula alma itlei rav papa, the amra papa, milve al peh, gov min ayoshi. Remember that? You with me? Now look what the Gemara says. Watch Rav Yudas, right? We said over here, right? Amra b'yirmiya. Hakol modim eched deleike lechamesh lain who called him no by time in the mitzvah did I alif keep pligi when they argue eched deleike lechamesh lain lechamesh blechorin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar milve haktuva betorah kichtuva beshtar damya. We said yesterday contra Asi that even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree that it's milve haktuva betorah is like a shtar. Now what's milve haktuva betorah? Milve haktuva betorah is basically the coin's debt because the Torah gives the coin that money. So the coin basically lent you the money. You owe the money to the coin. He's lent it to you, our Pitora. It's really the money sitting in your bank account belongs to the coin. It's his. Right? That's a milve aktuva b'Torah. Right? Yesterday we said it's milve b'alpeh. Yes, a mishra star. Okay. So if it's a star, right? Damya. V'didei. So now there's two debts here that are hovering around, right? The Kohanim are, let's say, we're not trying to in any way disparage the Kohanim, right? But the Kohanim are like these vultures hanging around there, right, looking for their Chamisha Aslai. Now where can we get our Chamisha Aslai? Okay, so now we see others. He owes me Chamisha Aslaim, his father, and he owes me for, his father owes me Chamisha Aslaim, and he owes me for his son. I want my Chamisha Aslaim, right? So the Kohen are not going to go and tackle that debt to try and get the Chamisha Aslaim back, right? So what does Rav Yehuda say? So there's a star. So now there's a star on this loan, right? So now, right, the money that he owes for himself, Azil Vitare Mimashabda. I've got a star, and then you got money which is on a star, which is Meshubad. My star, I can go, the coin can take, I've got a meal from to like a star. And my star, when did my star come into existence? Before your star, because my star kicked in the moment you were born. So before you were able to go and do business and encumber that money you've got now. So therefore, my debt precedes the debt to the other guys. So therefore, I can go and tariff that. And on that free money, where no one's going to claim to, pariklei livre, then the coin can take that, he can give that money. Basically, what he's saying like this. I've got now 5 shekels that is owed to you, and 5 shekels which is my own. I'll use that for my son's money, because my son came after, was born after I already owed that money, right? So that money, that loan precedes my free money, my debt on my son. But the coin's claim on that Shubad money precedes the guy who, the deal that I did with. With me?
That's what
clear?
Yeah.
Right, look here. Right, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Look at Rabbi Yehuda here. When a chamesh b'nei chori, look at the third lines of Rashi there. Chamesh laim didei azel koin v'tayim b'shabdei. Why? From the God that it's meshubat to. Sharei shi abudo shel koin kadam came first. V'haynu de ka'amar shemitzvato al aviv. Klomar sheme aviv nishtabdu otan nechassim lekoin. Ubehene chamesh b'nei chori parik l'rei, used for the son. Miyad, immediately. Why? The iyahiv, look here, because the iyahiv b'nei charei mishum pidyon didei, if he uses the free money to redeem himself, so now his debt is paid off. Tu lo mifrak b'no, the shema shi'abud alokuchot kodem leledak b'no. Now, if he uses the free money to pay for his son, for himself, so now maybe the son was born after he already had got into debt with that money. So that debt preceded the son's, the coin's claim on the son. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to redeem his son anymore. Are you with me, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what...
On his more, that's beforehand. Yeah. So right. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, that they couldn't Rabbi Yirmiyah. He says, like what we said according to Rav Asi yesterday, that Rav Asi says that everybody agrees that the milve of the Torah is milve baal peh, right? Hilchach mitzvah didei adif. Let's end the